I was supposed to have said that at the first conference in my office yesterday. There is no truth in it. I didn't even get to my office till 3 p.m. yesterday, and I never held a press conference. I never said anything like that. There are people trying to damage my reputation and through me damage the president and the government. The weekend before, there was such a fallacious statement also on the social media that I said Boko Haram was an inevitable consequence of the Islamic religion. I just think these are just some funny and wicked attempts by those who hate the government, you know, trying to discredit us. It's not true. There's no ounce of truth in it. I never said it.
Dr. Okupe, there are also reports that a segment of the Boko Haram members have rejected government attempt to try to resolve any problem that they might have with the government or the institutions of the state. What is the government and what is the president's reaction following the statement?
Things are still very fluid. The government is still very much, and the government would always be interested in anything that would bring peace to the country, especially to the areas that are affected by Boko Haram. The options are still very, very open, and the dialogue and engagement are still continuing. At various level. It's our hope and prayer that people with influence will move into this matter and bring the Boko Haram around so that we can have some peace in this country.
How would you say has been the impact or the engagement of the northern leaders to help the government in the drive to resolve the security challenges in the country?
Well, in recent times, especially after the government has shown positive inclination or disposition towards the amnesty that is largely requested by leaders from the north, there's been a flurry of activities by the northern leaders. One is just hoping and praying that, all these activities will produce some results, that we can all be very happy and, glad about.
What should Nigerians expect from President Jonathan's administration to ensure the security of Nigerians?
Nigeria is a very, very, very large country, both in terms of size and in terms of population. And we also have our own share of global exigencies in terms of terrorism. It's something that is very new to us. But I believe from what I know from the inside, that this government has shown, very commendable capability and has acquired what it requires to curtail most of these nefarious activities. But, it's not something that we can wish away in one day. It's an ongoing process. The security agencies, are getting better by the day. A couple of days ago, those who were involved in the kidnapping of the mother of the Minister of Finance, Okojo Iweala, have been arrested. And a few of these breakthrough actions from the security agencies are coming to fore. So, one cannot but, believe that, the government is on top of this situation. It's not something that will go away in a day, but our military and the security agency have the capability, the necessary capability, and the intelligence network with which we can rely upon to come over this in the shortest possible of time.